Powhatan Indian Tools, Weapons, and Crafts by Mason. Powhatan warriors used tomahawks or heavy wooden war clubs. They also carried shields. Powhatan hunters used bows and arrows. Fishermen used nets and pronged spears to catch fish from their canoes. All of these tools were made from animals that they had killed. The Native American bow was shorter than the longbow used by Europeans, making it easier to use on horseback. The arrows were fashioned from flint and bone. The weapon could be fired phenomenally faster than a single-shot musket. An experienced warrior could fire 20 arrows in the time a rifleman could fire and reload once. Fishing nets and traps were crafted from plant fibers. Pronged fishing spears came from branches of native trees, while canoes were made by hollowing out tree trunks. Tools are made with war and protection in mind. Swords were carved from wood, as were the heavy war clubs they wielded against their enemy. The Powhatan tribe is known for their beadwork and basketry. Like other Eastern American Indians, Powhatans also crafted wampum out of white and purple shell beads. Wampum beads were traded as a kind of currency, but they were more culturally important as an art material. The designs and pictures on wampum belts often told a story or represented a person's family. Powhatan made beads from conch and quahog and mussel shells. They often used wampum beads from white and purple quahog clamshells. Powhatans often strung pearls into necklaces, too, or used them to decorate clothing. They would also make bracelets and earrings.